Beat of My Drum Entertainment.
Hey, hey, this is Jay Mendez, and you're listening to the Beat of My Drum. This is episode number 24, and I'm in Castroville, Texas, with the one and only Allie Welch. She is the owner and founder of Run Local here in Medina County in the South Texas area, and I have her here today. How are you doing today, Allie?
Very good. That was a great intro. Thanks.
Thank you so much, and let's talk about you. It's not about me today. Finally, as the listeners are thinking probably, but tell me about yourself and tell me about your company, Run Local.
Oh gosh, where to get started? Okay, small town girl. I grew up in Castroville. This is the house that I grew up in. I went away to college, have lived a few different places, and found out that big city life is not quite for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up coming back to Castroville. Bought the house I grew up in, and somewhere along the way, running became a big part of my life. I've always been an athlete, but probably in my 20s, I started seeing a lot of people that I knew, like on social media, who were doing half marathons and stuff. So I thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it, right?
Right.
So I did. I started training this. When I first started training, I lived out in California, in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so kind of.
Perfect weather up there.
It is. Yeah. And I will tell you, that's about the one thing I miss about Los Angeles is
70s year round.
Yes, exactly. You could go out, run at the beach pretty much any day of the week. Didn't know a whole lot of people there, so I spent a lot of time running. And when I came back, I already had the bug, and I just kept on going with it. So that's kind of how running, you know, place itself in my heart.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. I didn't know you actually spent some time in California. And I've spent some time there as well, visiting my best friend. He lives in San Diego. And there's a big running community out there in the Orange County, LA County, and then San Diego area. Were you inspired just by, like, just being around that environment, seeing people running, working out all the time?
Well, I think Orange County was the first half marathon I did.
Yeah.
And for me, it was more so I needed something to do. I didn't have many friends. I didn't have any family out there. And so I just started running to give myself something to do. And then I got better and better, and just something I continued.
So you talk about, you mentioned that you were in athletics beforehand. Mm-hmm. What did you play growing up? And how about in college? Were you a college athlete?
Nope. My career ended in high school.
Okay.
I played volleyball, and then softball was the bigger deal. I was a honorable mention all district pitcher my freshman year, and then it was all downhill from there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so you didn't get a first team or second team?
Nope. Nope. Never got any better than that. But I traveled a lot with my team, and I would say a big part of me running too is just the competitiveness. I'll never be as fast as some of the people out there, but I can definitely beat my own time.
Right.
And I think that's being competitive with myself, and then with the company, you know, bringing more people into running in the community.
I feel that too.
Motivates me.
I feel like running is just really, you're battling yourself, and you're battling your course or your route, wherever you're going. It's a mental game.
Yeah.
And in my training, I felt the same way. Sometimes it's just like, okay, where do I stop? Do I stop at 2, 3, maybe 4 miles? And it's more like, you know, you just got to keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's about. And that's the fun part of running. So you've built up a pretty big following. So since you've been here and started this Run Local, when did Run Local start?
Let me think. It's been something around 10 years. So it was when I first moved back from California. I was actually dating my husband, and I didn't want to drive into San Antonio to do a turkey trot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is ridiculous. It's Thanksgiving morning. I don't want to drive all the way into San Antonio to do this. So I just put it out on social media, and I said, would anybody want to do a turkey trot if I organized it? Well, there was about 15 of us
nice.
That did it that first year.
Great.
And I just made a little route. And we did it. I think we had t-shirts too. It was just very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Put it together. And then the next year, we did it again. So I think we did it for maybe 3 years and it continued to get bigger. And I was like, okay, we probably should start making this into something real.
Yeah. So you mentioned the first year you put something together, last minute t-shirts mm-hmm. or whatever. It goes a long way for your brand and your identity as someone to go to for or like as a liaison for running in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Were you already thinking, did your business mind click like, oh, maybe I'm onto something here? Or you just wanted, what was it that inspired you to start building it up?
You know, it just got to the point where it was so big. I felt like it needed to be a real business. And what really, really catapulted us to my mother passed away 5 years ago. And a family sat down and we decided we wanted to do something as a memorial for her. And so the turkey trot was already my thing. And so we agreed that that would be a memorial for her. So now the turkey trot specifically, all the proceeds from that go to a scholarship in her name. So then now with the turkey trot going towards something and like for my mother, mm-hmm. then it got even bigger. Okay, so we made it a real, that's when I decided to make it a real business for insurance purposes, for just all kinds of things. And we were making a name for ourselves and the name Run Local kind of just stuck and I liked it.
It has. It really mm-hmm. does. It sticks and I like your logo. And so who's helping you with the branding and your social media presence? Who's putting all that together for you?
Hey, we're making this up as we go.
yeah.
Thankfully, my husband and his family are very artistic and his sister has helped us design some things. And then my husband actually did our logo. We just kind of sat down and I'm usually the idea person. And I can either take clips from things I've seen or show him this is what I'm thinking. And then he makes something and we tweak it a little bit. And I can't brag on him enough how great his designs have been.
Nice. There's always a tweaking process, right? Yeah. I mean, you're always kind of working on something to get better. And I can see that from your merchandise. Looks clean. It looks really good. When we talk about your business model and your strategy moving forward, what are you thinking as far as your strategy and how far you want to take this in the future?
You know, the thing that always kind of holds me back a little bit is the fact that this is not my main job.
Right. Same with me.
Yep. Yeah. So I got this whole family thing and then my real job and this is just kind of on the side.
Yeah.
And I'm not willing to let it go and let someone else come into our community and take over, you know, having races out here, because that's what will happen. Somebody will.
Yes, for
and
sure.
This is our town and I want this to be what people want. I've kind of figured out things along the way. You know, you can't have definitely more than one race a month this community can't support.
Right.
It's just, and they really like things to go to different causes to raise money for something to help the community. And so okay. we try and do that quite a bit. This month we're having a race and, usually we do it for the high school for their FCA and, we're out of school right now. So, we're going to do a virtual race instead. I think has become huge during this pandemic. Is it's been wonderful seeing all the people outside running and being active. And, I ended up doing a virtual race since we couldn't do anything else and we had a cute shirt and people jumped on board.
Yeah, so that's another question I had. I thought about too on the way over here, on getting creative on what to ask you. And I've had a couple artists from the beat of my drum go on live, and I don't like that for some reason. I like to see people. I like to be around people. So it was one of those things like everyone else is doing it and it's working, so I'm gonna do it. So I've had a few artists play on the beat of my drum page, and they've been successful. I did a live set DJing last week, and it turned out to be pretty good. I had like 1,000 views. Tell me about the virtual run, though. How is that going? How does that work? And has it been successful so far?
Well, it's for me as an athlete, I started following some other companies that were doing virtual runs, like big, big companies. And it's made me more competitive, to be honest. Usually during the summer, it's too hot and I start slowing down a lot and like lowering my mileage. Well, I'm signing up for these virtual races, and I'll be the first one to tell you, if I sign up for something, I'm gonna do it.
Yes. Same.
Even if it's free, I'm still gonna do it. Yeah. And seeing all those people across the, really, it's more than just the United States. Some of these are, you know, all over. And just the competitiveness of seeing where I rank amongst other people is, that is a huge driver for me. I think people in this community are just looking for something to do. And they're, some of them are already out running. Some of them just want a cute t-shirt.
Yeah. So they run, they turn in their time, yep. And then you send them a t-shirt?
And in some cases, a medal.
Okay.
So the race that I wasn't able to hold, I already had the medals. And so really, I threw it out there to begin with. I have these medals.
I saw that. You uh-huh. said, oh, I'm just going to try it out. I think the first race or something.
Yeah, and I said, okay, if I get 25 people to respond,
yeah,
I'll do it. And it was way more than that. And I think I ended up having something like 70 people participate.
Wow.
I'm sad that we can't be together because that is half the fun with a race. But people sending in their pictures and just being able to tell them, good job. And so many people ask me too, like, well, I don't run. I mean, is walking okay? Mm-hmm. Walking's great.
That's the start.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Just get outside and yeah. be active. You don't have to be fast. You don't have to run.
Nope.
Just do it. And I was actually surprised too on how many people had their family participate. All the kids did it. Now, my personal children are still working up.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're not.
They
haven't too keen to the idea.
You know, they like seeing the races when we have them, and yeah. they see people getting medals. They get really excited. But like right now, if we go out in the afternoon, they're not really excited about running.
It's not happening.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, I mean that's how kids are. They want to play with toys and stuff. And yeah. They're not interested in the serious stuff. So, what does running do for you personally?
I think it helps me manage my stress a lot.
Yeah.
I like being very much like being in control of things, and I can control when I'm going to get up and how far I'm going to run. And also it's a way to manage my health too.
Yeah.
We like to eat what we like to eat. We like to have fun. And that's part of it too, is just managing calories in, calories out.
And what is your daily schedule? Like today's a rest day for you. You mentioned earlier is your rest day. What's your run? Say tomorrow you're going to run. What's your schedule? What time you get up?
Well, and I will say today was a rest day, but I still did stretching and strength training.
Okay.
Because I've noticed I'm a better runner when I'm also doing that strength training too.
Meaning what kind of training?
Weights.
Weights.
Yoga. A lot of stretching. I've noticed as I get older, I need to stretch a little bit more.
Yeah. Stretching is not something you go out there and, you know, do right leg, left leg. I mean, it's like 20, 30 minutes of stretching, isn't it? Like, aren't you getting loose?
Well, and it's a shame that all this is happening because we've made connections with a place in San Antonio called Stretch Lab.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great idea. And I really wanted to go check them
cool
out.
Cool spot.
And
yeah.
So now we're kind of at a pause with that. But hopefully they'll be opening back up
hopefully,
soon.
Right? I mean, yeah. They'd really depend on their customers and they have to touch their.
Yep. And they're kind of, I mean, they're really in your face getting you to stretch and things. So.
Anyways, I thought about it, but the way they were like, I don't know. I was worried about my back popping there. I saw them at the local run here in Castroville, at the Farm Yoga Run, when Allie was the host. Allie and Fitwell, they were the host of the run here in Castroville. And what did that go to? Like the farm animals?
That went to, oh gosh, the Castroville. I can't remember if it's NipTuck is not the right word for it, but it's it's the organization that does work with the animals and the animal shelter here in town.
Animal shelter, right? Yeah, that was cool. I knew Fitwell had a lot of members, and I know they have a pretty good clientele following and stuff. But I didn't know your following was like that. I mean, everybody's like Allie. Do you know where Allie is? It was really cool to see the community you've built up and the relationships you've built throughout the years. So talk about that. Talk about your friends that you've met and people you met along the way.
That has been fun to kind of see the people who, and now my family, they're obligated to come.
Yeah.
But people that I didn't know before.
You sign
know,
them
that,
up.
That continuously come out to races. And so actually I'm starting a VIP, or I can't decide if it's going to be a very important person or a very important runners
right.
club.
Mm-hmm.
But I started going back and looking at how many races people have done, and the people who have done like a marathon's worth of races, 26 miles, I'm going to start a club, and I can't decide if I'm going to do t-shirts. We'll do a special design for them or something, just to kind of reward the people who keep coming out. A lot of them are local, but a lot of them are not, and they just like coming out here.
Yeah, from San Antonio.
And all over. For the Turkey Trot in particular, we have people from all over, especially ones that are, you know, further west, further away from big cities where they just want to come and do a race. We're the closest thing. And it's much easier here to come and
it's so pick much up your easier. Packet
and not have to mess with ridiculous traffic. Parking and traffic and yes, all that kind of stuff.
It's so much better out here, especially in Castroville. It's a beautiful town. Mm-hmm. What do you use to get your races out there? I know you use Facebook and social media, but what are those sites that you use to get your runs out?
Well, and so we use active.com is what I've been using for the registrations, and they promote your races. They're out there. And then I've noticed other just random race companies will see that you're having something and promote it as well. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of different companies contact me about making our merchandise or promoting for us or whatever. And then, you know, I have like almost different followings on Facebook and on Instagram.
Different. Yeah, for sure.
Instagram people are more like they're the runners.
Yeah.
They're the runners. They want to talk about running. They want to see running pictures. They want to know what all's going on with that. Yeah. And then I would say Facebook is maybe a little bit more of my local crowd.
Yeah. You're 100% on that. Instagram for me on my DJ page is kind of cool, hip. It's got to be hot, and it's got to be have a little flavor to it on my Instagram. And then I'll get some, you know, some true artists out there wanting to participate in what I do. And then on Facebook, it's kind of just your laid back people that they need an event DJ and they hire me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So yeah, two different types, but they're very important, both of them to what I do. San Antonio Running Company. I don't know if you remember that company.
Mm-hmm.
They folded. They went under maybe like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
They had these trucker hats. I don't know if you remember them. Do you have trucker hats for Run Local?
We don't. We do have hats, not trucker hats yet.
Okay. That's kind of a new thing that's coming around with runners. For some reason, they just like to run with trucker hats backwards. And it's like a cool, trendy thing. So that's just an idea I had for you. I like your logo there. So the Run Local, is that just here? And is that just your name?
So, funny story. When I was trying to get registered with the state as a company, that was the hardest thing, was to get our name. Because there was actually a Run Local garage door company or something like that.
Mm.
And they weren't even active.
Yeah.
But you could not get the name if someone else had like the same first couple words.
So what'd you have to do?
I tried. So our actual name is TRLC, the Run Local Company,
okay,
LLC. So we use Run Local in all of our merchandise things.
So you can register your name anything, and then...
And you can call it...
You can call it something else. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me take that as another note for myself. I didn't know that. That's real good. Let's see. I can edit this out, but I think we're doing good right now.
Yeah.
Very interesting. If you don't mind talking about, how do you make income to keep going here? How are you making income with your Run Local business?
So we don't so much make a whole lot of money because it ends up going back. I mean, I would say every race except for one or two goes to something in the community. And that's just, this is more of my passion.
Yeah.
This is more of us, just my family giving back.
Right.
I think for us to make an actual substantial amount of money, I'd have to do this as my only job.
Right.
And we're not quite there yet. Maybe someday in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's something my husband and I debate all the time is, should this be something we should really go in on? You know, we've talked about having a storefront, doing different things. But, you know, exactly right now, I'm thinking, man, it's a good thing I'm in education for my paying job.
Yes. Yes. It's essential.
And it would have been hurting our family a whole lot more.
Right.
if run local was our only thing. But you know, this is our way to give back. So that's kind of how we're looking at it at this point.
I mean, you give back and you're going to get something in return.
Yeah.
Not monetarily, but you know, just in good fortune. I mean, that's just how it goes.
And, you know, this town just means so much to us, and we want to continue to see it get beautiful and people be healthy and just this community just continue to grow. And so I think that's probably our main focus in this.
Great, great. And this guy the other day asked me when I was hosting a live event with Nate DeLeon, he asked me, how's the beat of my drum going, man? You're doing real good and you got a lot of good things going on. So you're making a lot of money with that? I said, actually, man, I haven't made like anything with it. Nothing with the beat of my drum. But what I have made are a lot of connections with like artists and different just people I wanted to get in the network with. And it's working. So
I'm going to keep doing it. Just like you were talking about, upgrading all your stuff. Yeah. Every time you get a little bit of money, you got to buy something. And that's something we do too.
Yeah.
We got to buy another or a bigger arch, or we need to get a new sound system or whatever. So we're constantly putting money back into it because we want to make things bigger and have people enjoy what they're paying to come out and do.
Yeah. So on the toy run that I had last year, I had to manage everything, like the music, the donations, and the run.
It's a lot, right?
Yes. So would you be interested in maybe helping next year on the run?
Sure. Okay. And I have a lot of people that contact me too wanting to have, because they see that it's kind of successful.
Not kind of.
Okay.
I saw the farm, your fan club at the farm yoga thing was crazy.
I have to give that too, to Fitwell and Farm Yoga.
Yes.
And both of them are wonderful at, they're great promoters.
Great.
They are wonderful, friendly, happy, positive people.
Yeah.
And so they helped a ton on that too.
Alice, right? Alice at Fitwell
and then Coco with Farm Yoga.
Yes.
And I mean, Coco is the just producer extraordinaire.
Yes. Yep.
And she gets out and she really gets the word out for things. I wish really great things for her company in the future because she's just such a positive person. Both of them are wonderful.
That energy fed off of me. I mean, real quick, when we met out there, it was like, what, 15 degrees outside? But the enthusiasm they had, like talking about their event was, you know, it got me pumped up. I didn't know what to expect. I'm a DJ and I'm trying to transition to more of an MC and a public speaker. And I didn't know what to expect. And she said, well, we need something for the gym 5K. And I didn't really know what to expect. But by the time I left, she had me sold. Like, I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's go. And that's, you're right. She is a very positive person. Shout out to the people there at Fitwell here in Castroville, Texas. And George Saldana as well for giving me that hookup.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about?
Oh, heavens.
We got it off on a tangent, but
I know.
They deserve some credit there.
Well, I will say too, and I do have quite often people approach me either wanting to put on a race or wanting help. And at the very least, I am happy to help get people started in the right way, because I had a great mentor. John Fitzsimon is a guy that I knew here in Cashville. He lives in San Antonio. He has a company called Inspired Race Events.
Okay.
So he puts things on there, and he's just a great businessman.
Nice.
He's a great promoter, and he has been so kind and helpful in like reaching out to me, and he just wants to see people do well. He has helped me a ton, and if I can help others half as much as he has helped me, it's, you know, that's how you make the world go around.
That's so rare too these days. It seems like everybody kind of wants the credit, but that's awesome that he's giving you a lot of tips and tricks on what to do, because you're taking it more and putting your own spin on it. It's got like a, I think from the outside looking in, it has like a modern cool flair and look to it, the way you kind of approach what you're doing, but at the same time professional and organized. And that's what I saw there at the last event. So now getting down to, we've talked a lot about your business. We've talked a lot about some events that you've done. And you've talked about what running means to you. So what are some events that you've actually ran yourself? And what can you say to that lady out there in Castroville or Natalia or Divine that might be listening, and they want to be like you, and you know, they want to run like you, they want to somehow start their fitness journey, what would you say to them to start off?
Anybody can do this, from, you know, someone that's just walking to, and you don't have to do a half marathon. A 5K is great. A 1 miler is great. It's just fun to get out there and be competitive. I like doing things with my family, and I hope, even if the girls don't want to be runners, maybe they'll
just, yeah, eventually they will.
Someday. My big next goal, I've never run a full marathon.
Okay.
Just because it's so time consuming, mm-hmm, for training, and I want to do that by the time I'm 40. So I have 2 years.
So that was my problem. I ran one. I trained how I thought it would work. Like how I thought I read something that made a change for me mentally when I was training. It said run as least as possible, train as most as possible, something like that. And it was to the, is pretty much the meaning was, you don't want to run your legs off.
Yeah.
Training. You don't want to run 26 miles, you know, weeks before and think that you're going to be ready to go, because you might hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so strenuous on your knees and your legs. But for me, I was thinking, okay, so I'm going to go to 17 miles and that's going to be my stopping point.
How'd that go?
The day of the race, when I got to like 18, 19, I totally felt it. Like I almost broke down crying. I was in my marathon was in San Diego, and I remember like looking out at the lake. I was like by myself. My time was 5:03, and I was shooting for 4:30. But looking back on it, I should have at least hit 21, 22 miles in my training,
uh-huh,
a couple times before I tried that, because it's a huge difference from 15 to 20 to 23, 24. Yeah. It's just like, but from like 1 to 10, I felt like, I said, oh, I got this. I felt great. I was like, oh man, this is easy. You know, I should be good. But then from 15 to 20, it's a huge difference. And the training, I never ran further than 17 miles or something like that. And I wish I could have. I wish I would have. So that's my advice to you, somebody that has ran one. But what events have you done? What's the longest event you ran?
Half marathon.
So 13.1. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
And that was at Rock and Roll?
I think this year was my 10th. So I do one almost every year.
Nice.
And this last one, unfortunately, was right when we had gone into quarantine. So like we were going to do an inspired race event.
Yeah.
And he turned it into a virtual event. Which I thought, oh gosh, this is going to be so hard. Because that's the best part of the run, is being with people. I hate the parking and the traffic and the everything else that goes along with the Rock and Roll. But it's entertaining along the way.
Music.
Oh my gosh, they had mariachis.
Yeah.
That's so
Oh,
fun.
That was super cool.
Mile.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a priest, and I don't know if he was part of the run, but there was a priest outside throwing holy water,
yes,
on people as they ran by. Just some cool things that, you know, distract you. So we had to do it by ourselves. And I run with my husband, who's much faster than me, and I'm going to trip him someday. But you know, I thought, God, this is going to be boring. And it really wasn't. It wasn't that bad. You know, we ran it together. We did it all through Castroville. And it was my fastest time since having kids. So
what was your time?
Oh, I want to say it was like, I know it was late. It was longer than 1:45, so maybe 1:50 or something like that.
1:50, nice.
Yeah.
So
we had 8.5 minute miles is what we were at.
Sweet. My last half was 2 years ago, here at the Rock and Roll, and it was 2:06, something like that, 2:05, which I felt great because my goal was like 2:10. So I was right there. Like
yeah.
I felt great. I should have set my goal like at just 2 flat. Looking back on it, but going through the park here and at Breckenridge, and then the Mariachi Mile, and yeah, that was amazing. I really was really impressed with the San Antonio half. And it was probably better than San Diego. The one thing I can say about San Diego, the great part was it was pretty much 60 degrees the whole way.
That is so nice.
So that was the great part of it. Let me take a quick break here. All right, we're here with Allie Welch, still here on the Beat of My Drum. Make sure to look up the Instagram at the Beat of My Drum and Facebook under the Beat of My Drum. And also, let me plug in her Instagram here. It's RunLocalTX, and that is going to be Allie's Instagram. That's your personal and I guess your just your professional
business one. Same thing on Facebook.
Same thing on Facebook. Uh-huh. RunLocalTX, and you can see a lot of cool, inspiring pictures and a lot of people sending her pictures of their runs as well. And it's a very inspiring page, so I would recommend you do get on this page, like it, and you can also get all the updates on what the local runs are. You don't have to go all the way to San Antonio or Austin to do all the cool runs, because the cool runs are out here with Allie, and she's putting together a lot of cool events out here and charitable events for people in the local community. So getting back to your schedule, I'm looking here, you know, by the time I wake up and I open up my eyes, I look at my Instagram and Allie has already ran 6 miles and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. So what does your schedule look like? I know you have some little ones, you have some kids. So I know that's a big part for a mom, you know, getting their day started right. So I know you have to do a little extra on your schedule. What does your schedule look like?
I am not one of those people anymore that can come home and run in the afternoon. I don't have someone to watch my kids, and I'm usually just my feet hurt from work, and it'll never happen. So if I don't do it, run first thing in the morning, it's done for. So my husband works in San Antonio, and I generally get up around 4:30, 4:45, and get in a run for an hour, or 6 miles I can do in less than an hour. So I usually do that, and then... Now, our schedule has changed quite a bit since we're not in school anymore.
Yeah.
But normally then it's get dressed and get everybody to school. Now I have a little bit more time.
Right.
It's not quite as far of a commute, which I don't have much commute either. I work here in town, but to the walk to the kitchen table to have school.
Yeah. Now, are you eating breakfast before you run, or you just get ready and go out there?
This is probably shameful to admit, but I don't need to eat to run 6 miles anymore. I can just get up and do that. It's, you really can train your body to do things.
Yeah.
To get ready for a run. And I guess my body just knows that's what we do in the morning. I usually have a protein shake or whatever when I get back.
Okay.
And do that. And then typically I'm starving the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I can't ever catch back up.
So by lunchtime, you're like super hungry. And
I do little snacks all through the day.
Little snacks.
I can't make it more than 2 hours without eating something, especially on days that I run.
And then dinner time is a normal dinner?
Yeah.
You know, you're eating whatever, steak and
fried
foods. And I mean, I know you're not going to go crazy on your diet, but you're with running that much, you want to have a good balance, right?
Yes. I think the harder nights are like, I typically run 3 times a week.
Okay.
So 2 6-miles during the week and then a long run on Saturday, depending on if I'm training or not. And that also depends on how the weather is, right?
Yeah.
So that Friday night before we run the next day, if I'm doing, you know, a considerable amount of miles, I have to eat a lot.
Right.
And it's not fun stuff. Like, I guess I can't have pizza and different. It's fun when I eat the pizza.
Yeah.
But you do have to watch it because you don't want to have a stomach ache or whatever when you're running.
Right.
So, but after 10 years of doing this, I kind of know what works for me and what doesn't.
So you've been consistently running for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And throughout the 10 years, have you had any encounters with a crazy dog?
Yes. Well, I've been bit once. And that shocked me. I really
did not
think this dog was going to bite me. And it was early in the morning. The owner had let her dogs out in the yard to, you know, use the restroom and wasn't expecting, I guess, a runner.
Yeah.
And this dog just kept coming after me. So That probably sounds cruel, but now I will, like, I'm on the alert when there's a dog around. I haven't had that happen since, but I will. I think I had read something where someone said, you know, you point at the animal and you yell no.
Yes.
And that's exactly what I do, and typically it works.
It does work. And I've seen people in my neighborhood, they have a stick or a PVC pipe or whatever. But I've recently tried that probably within the last year of, like, you kind of have to, like, put your...
Be really aggressive.
Really aggressive and point at them. Uh-huh. And they won't come at you. Yeah. So that works. Did your run end there? Or did you keep going after you got bit?
I don't think I had a whole lot further to go, and I was mad than anything
more
else.
Yeah.
I was mad, and I didn't end up doing anything about it.
What's on your running playlist?
A little bit of everything. And actually, I just mixed it up and started doing like a rock mix, because I've had the same kind. And I mean, it will go from like country to 80s, and we're just all over the map.
So it doesn't have to be like up-tempo music?
Yes.
It does have to be up-tempo.
Yes, up-tempo. Okay. I will absolutely skip something that's
like
slow.
Song. Yeah.
And it depends. I'll have mornings too where I just am feeling like I need to hear some praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
good. I'll do something like that. Or sometimes a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a shame that I can't listen to books, but I just get like lost in thinking of other things. And
right.
I'm like, oh man, I haven't even been listening. So I stopped trying to do books. I'm more of a music kind of person.
Tell me about your, does faith play a part in your everyday runs? Or, I mean, I know you believe in yourself 100%. You come across as somebody that does so. Does that play a part in what you do in your running?
I think faith in the Lord is a huge part of our family and our lives. And I think that's a fun part of a run too, when you're coming over a hill and you just see a beautiful scenery, and it's like, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to have those moments to celebrate that. But I think that overall drives the company and kind of what our mission is to give back to this community.
Charitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. On those winter mornings, and it's, you know, you wake up and it's 35 degrees outside. However, I have heard the ideal running weather is like 36 degrees. But when it's 35 degrees outside, is that hard to get out there and run? Because that's what I it's just terrible for me. I take a step outside, I'm like, nah.
Okay, I've decided that my ideal temperature is like 56 degrees. I can still wear shorts,
mm-hmm.
because you warm up. The first mile is a little, but you definitely warm up and then you feel good. Right now, I'll tell you, in the mornings, it's like 75 and hot.
Yeah,
oh, in Texas, it's hot. It's just muggy.
It is.
I actually like the wintertime runs. I will bundle up and get out there. I'll come home. My husband laughs because I have like ice on my back.
Wow, no way.
Oh, yeah. I love running when it's cold. I mean, it is hard to take that. Well,
it's hard. It's just hard to get
out.
The first step out the door is tough. Yeah. Yeah.
Or getting out of bed, I guess, would be hard.
Getting out of bed, because you're so warm in your bed and you're like, and you know it's 30 degrees. You could hear the wind whipping.
The wind is the worst.
Yeah, the wind.
I think the wind is the worst. But then I think, too, these summer days when it's going to get even hotter, that's what I think of in the wintertime. I'm like, I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this in the summer.
It's important to, I think, if you're listening to this podcast, I think in the Texas heat, you have to be prepared with hydration,
mm-hmm.
and also being, you have to be careful in the temperature that you get out there and start running. And this is from somebody that I've ran, I've trained, and I felt like I was going to pass out a couple times in the heat. So I started running earlier when I was training. I started running in the morning,
because
there was a day where I was like running from Lytle to Natalia, or Natalia to Lytle, something like that. And I felt tingling all up in my arms and everything. Uh-huh. I've never felt like that. So I don't know. What do you have to say to that?
So, and I think everybody's kind of different. I cannot run when it's too hot or too, I will get up on a Saturday at a ridiculous time just so that it's not too hot. My husband Part of it, I think, is because he's stubborn, too.
Yeah.
A lot of running is just that mental, and he can push
mental.
Through it.
Yeah.
He can run at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the heat of the summer, and he'll do it and push through. If it's windy, he might turn down a run, but heat doesn't bother him at all.
Yeah. The wind is a factor, too. You feel it, especially if you're running against the wind.
Oh, it's just defeating.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. So what is your gear? What are you wearing? What's the typical Allie Welch run gear for you?
You know, I should have started wearing a hat years ago.
Okay. Like a Nike.
Just some kind of, just to block the sun. Because okay. I wear sunscreen, but it's just not enough. So I wear a hat almost every time. When I'm running early in the mornings, I have a, like a vest that lights up and has a light in the front to show the street. I think even more of a fear of dogs is getting sprayed by a skunk or like run over by a deer.
Gosh. And you're in Castroville, so it's almost like it's not uncommon
it's like the
to see.
Wild kingdom
yeah,
out
it
here.
Is. It's a wild. You might see a what do you call that? A hog.
The other morning I wasn't far from here and I heard a crying and I'm like, that is not a baby crying.
Oof.
And I'm like, that is some kind of animal. It's some kind of animal. And I just kept going. And my dad claims that mountain lions cry. So I don't know if that mountain lion's back in Castroville. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, you're scaring me. Yeah, I wanted to run at the Castroville Park. I did about a month ago, and I was freaking worried about that dang mountain lion that they talk about.
I don't think that they'll attack people. They're looking for prey. I don't know. I'm not that concerned about it.
So we're like half a mile from the park. Uh-huh. What's the word on that mountain lion? I don't know if I'll include this in the podcast, but
I have not heard anything about the mountain lion in months.
Okay.
In many months.
What was
like
the story
Christmas.
Then? It just
some people. So there's Cross Hill up there.
Okay.
And some people said that they saw it at Cross Hill and in the neighborhood. I never saw it. We live right here, and I never saw it. So they put up warnings, and
nothing.
People claim they saw it several times, but then it just went away. So I don't know if it was this crying in my head. Who knows?
Yeah. The urban legend of the Castroville mountain lion. So we go down to you said you had your vest, your reflective vest.
Well, and I wear that so I can see, and so people can see me.
Right.
Because I do run along the highway sometimes, too. Okay. But I play my music out loud, and I encourage everyone who's a runner, do not wear earphones.
Yeah.
My husband won't listen to me on that one.
No, I've heard that a lot, too.
You can't hear the traffic. You can't hear, you know,
a
anything.
Horn
going.
Even.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I play my music out loud, and between that and the light, I feel like the animals, at least, know I'm coming, and they kind of stay out of my way.
Yeah. They will. They hear your mm-hmm. tracks coming. How about your shoes?
So it's kind of crazy. I don't wear like running shoes that any runner ever would recommend.
Okay.
They're Nike Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worn them for like all 10 years that I've been running.
Yep.
They're like really super light
Me too.
Shoes.
Yep.
But I've never had an injury, knock on wood. And so I'm sticking with them.
I ran ran the marathon and the half marathon in my free runs.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just they were my trusty free runs, and they're just light.
Yeah.
They're super light, and they have like this, the bottom of the shoe, it's like, I don't know, it's like moves with where your foot moves and mm-hmm. where your toes move. I like them, but everybody tells me to, in that community, the run community, they say to get the Brooks.
Yeah.
They're kind of bulky. I've had some Brooks, and they're kind of bulky. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, and that's me, too. I didn't want anything bulky, and I didn't want anything heavy, and I don't need much support, so I don't want to move over to that. I actually called a run store, and they kind of showed me some shoes and some that were similar to that, because I'm getting worried that Nike's not going to make them anymore.
Oh, that
so
would be tragic.
We're going to have to move on.
I have,
point.
Like, four pair of free runs.
Yeah. I keep track of my mileage on my run app, so I know when I'm over my mileage, and I just trade them in. They're getting harder and harder to find.
You have the Nike app as well?
I don't. I don't use that one.
Oh, what do
much.
You use?
I use Runkeeper.
Oh, Runkeeper. I've asked you that before.
I've been using it forever, and it has all my stats, and I just can't move away from it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I asked you that before about the Runkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Nike tends to, the GPS for some reason tends to be off sometimes, but I've heard that from others too, from other people.
Well, I know a lot of people in the running community in San Antonio use Strava. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, I'll try that. Well, so I ran them at the same time just to see what would happen. And of course they didn't have the same mileage. Strava actually had me going faster. So I was like, ooh, maybe I should like this one better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, it's the same GPS on the same phone. Why are you guys not the same?
There's like a hipster running community out there too, especially when with the San Antonio Running Company. Mm-hmm. None of them were Nike. Yeah. None of them, you know, were like the top most popular brands of stuff. They have their own way of what they wear. And same with the app. None of my friends that like are like true runners out there, they don't use the Nike app. They're like, no, I use this, I use that. I'm like, okay.
And I just can't switch over now because I'd lose all my stats.
Yeah.
And that's like huge motivator when you finish a run and it tells you that's your first fastest or your 25th fastest. I don't even care.
So let's talk about that. Let's brag a little bit about how many miles you got on your app. How many miles do you have? And Allie would never brag unless I brought it up because she's not like that, but we're going to brag here. It's fun.
But runners get it. Everybody else is probably rolling their eyes. But
yeah,
runners get
exactly.
It. Okay, this month, and I've been doing, you know, since Rock and Roll can't have their runs right now, they've started a virtual running club. And it's really keeping me motivated. I'm running way more than I normally would. It's not. It's, you have to, I bet they'll have an app before too long, but you just have to go on their web page.
Sign up.
Uh-huh, and you sign up. The runs are free, but then after the fact, if you want to buy a medal or a t-shirt or whatever, you can.
Okay.
But it's cool to add up your points.
Yeah, that's
you know
cool. Yeah.
So this month, I'm at 77 miles. Last month, I had 96.
Woo!
So that's running 3 times a week.
Yeah.
6 miles
consistent
each.
77 miles this month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, this says my total mileage is 5,023 total miles.
My total miles is 1,165.
See, you're almost there.
What is your pace?
My average pace is a 904.
Oof.
904 minute mile.
Real good. Real good. Mine's 1020. So what do you think about treadmill running?
It's good for intervals, and I have to do that anyways, like changing up my speed because I get bored.
Yeah.
Very easily. So the treadmill's kind of nice when you can watch TV.
It is. But then you're like pounding the dum dum dum. It's like, yeah, it could be.
Yeah. It has its place, especially when we have like wet weeks or months where you can't get out.
Right. So you own a treadmill then?
I do not. My husband, that has been one thing he will not agree to, is a treadmill. Yep.
He won't do it.
Nope. Won't do it. Now, granted, we really don't have a great place in this house for it, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And I can go usually to the gym and use their treadmill, and that's fine too.
Nice. They're here at the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at Fitwell. At your employer. Oh, at Fitwell.
At Fitwell,
awesome.
Yeah.
How about the track or a trail?
I like tracks more than I do trails. Mm-hmm. It's just fun, like to change up your speed.
Soft on your legs, it feels like the track is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then our school track here is just fun. I mean, it's in the middle of a cornfield. It just kind of brings you back to, you know, when
yes.
you grew up. And
it's amazing. It's a nice view off that that road there. 471, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's it, Alia. We've gone over a lot today. Mm-hmm. We talked about your business model, what running means to you, your running schedule. So by wrapping this up, putting a bow on this episode of The Beat of My Drum, I would like to ask you, what are your future plans as a runner, individually and professionally for your company?
I do want to run a marathon and possibly do a triathlon. I can swim, I can run. The biking part, I'm missing there.
The
biking part. You know, the expensive part.
Yeah, $500 yeah. for a bike on the low end.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So someday maybe. Professionally, I want to continue to, you know, to up our game, to continue doing nice products as far as t-shirts and medals and things. And, you know, in the beginning, I've consistently tried to add something. So we've started adding more medals to more races, or this next run, we're actually doing wristbands that have a meaning.
Oh, wow. I like that.
For everybody. Yeah.
You can wear it while you run.
Exactly. And so we did, this was the one for the school. It was, we made them orange and black, you know, for the Medina Valley Panthers.
Right.
And it's for someone very special in the community. Our friend Katie Russell that passed away. And so just a nice little inscription on the inside to remember her and to have, you know, the Lord at your forefront of your thoughts. So there's something special I thought the kids could wear every day. And adults.
Yeah. Great. And it's a deal breaker if your event doesn't give a medal or a t-shirt. It is, because I've hosted my very first event I hosted, I had like 10 people sign up because I didn't have no money, so I didn't do no t-shirts, no medals. Then I was like, I wonder what's the deal. And everybody was complaining, like, oh, well, Jonathan didn't give me. Well, I volunteered for the church. I didn't really know what I was doing. But now, of course, I understand it, like how it all works. I just can't do it as good as you can. So,
I can help you with
that. Yeah, definitely. So, Allie Welch here from Castroville, Texas, and she's the owner and founder of Run Local. And be looking out for her on Instagram and Facebook. And she's under the name Run Local TX. She'll be giving you all the information on the runs in the local area, and also any fun challenges virtually while we still go through this quarantine period. The communities and stuff still haven't really opened it up for public events yet, such as a 5K or a 10K. So she's going to keep you posted. And if you're in the area, please follow the page, because she's doing a lot of great things for people, such as giving back and also helping people get motivated and get healthy. And it's going to play a very integral part in the future of the community. You know, the more we see people out there running, the more healthy people there are. And, you know, the more we can kind of build within our community here between Castroville, Divine, Natalia, Lytle. So stay tuned for a lot more from Allie Welch. This is Jay Mendez from the Beat of My Drum. Thank you for listening. And that wraps up episode number 24. Thank you for listening. Please give me some feedback on Instagram and Facebook under @IamJohnMendez. Talk to you soon, and remember, always march to the beat of your own drum.